Wednesday, July 27th, 2011. From Kruma Media in Johannesburg, I am Henry Lazenby. Making headlines. Foreign direct investment, FDI, flows to South Africa slumped by more than 70% to just $1.6 billion in 2010, from $5.4 billion in 2009. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development World Investment Report 2011 shows. The result was materially worse than the overall 8.5% decline to $55 billion in FDI flows to Africa during the year and pushed the continent's largest economy into 10th position as a recipient of FDI from a ranking of 4th in 2009. Africa's decline also bucked an otherwise strong performance from other developing regions, reflected by the fact that the continent's share of developing country FDI inflows fell from 12% in 2009 to 10% last year. A global deal on a pact to succeed the UN's main climate agreement is still within reach, but will not be struck this year, with the pace of talks still far too slow, New Zealand's top climate negotiator said. Inevitably, there will be a gap after the Kyoto Protocol's first period expires in 2012, Minister of Climate Change Negotiations Tim Grosser said in an interview, after delegates from 35 nations attended 2 days of climate talks in Auckland. Disputes between rich and poor on sharing curbs in greenhouse gases mean gridlock over the Kyoto Protocol, the existing UN plan which obliges about 40 industrialized nations to cut greenhouse gas emissions until 2012. Johannesburg's City Power had a markup of 117% on electricity it obtained from Eskom and resold, according to Business Report. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa heard yesterday that this was much higher than the other cities in the country and a threat to the manufacturing industry. A director at Skor Metals, Marcus Hanneman, warned that if the city of Johannesburg's electricity tariffs continue to increase at current rates, its factory in Johannesburg would close. Hanneman said the 117% markup on electricity appeared to be the highest in the country. The neighbouring municipality of Ekurhuleni had a margin of 56% and Durban a markup of 35%. Also making headlines. Libya will not begin talks on ending a conflict with rebels before NATO airstrike stops. And Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's leadership is not up for negotiation, the Prime Minister said. South Africa, a new UN report asserts, has more state-owned enterprises active internationally than any other country. And the US has placed on hold a $350 million aid package for Malawi after the Southern African country launched a deadly crackdown on protests against President Bingu wa Mutharika. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Kruma Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.